What's going on? This is Mac. This is my wife, Lindsay. And we want to welcome all of you to our podcast, The Archangel Effect. As you can see, we have our newest member of our family. This is Stormy. What kind of dog is she?
She's a mutt.
A mutt. We think she's got some Australian Shepherd in her.
Maybe some Rat Terrier. We don't really
maybe
know.
Something. She's but anyways, our daughter named her Stormy. Of course, when she starts getting bad, I call her Stormy Daniels. So that's the name we came for. But I think a lot of you are probably wondering, why is your podcast called The Archangel Effect? Well, it's the best way that I can describe this and kind of tell all of you what this is. So many, many, many moons ago, I was living a life that I shouldn't have lived. I was indulging in alcohol all the time. I was going to strip clubs all the time. I was going to nightclubs. I was doing things that I shouldn't have done. And as I got older, of course, I became a law enforcement officer. I've been in law enforcement now for 18 years. And when you become a law enforcement officer, you tend to become jaded towards the rest of the world. And I started looking at criminals the same. I started looking at people that have violated the law. I was starting to put them into a box. And I just didn't like them. They didn't like me, so I didn't like them either. But it wasn't until I met Lindsay several years ago. We met at all places at an Applebee's when she was up there on a date. Do you remember what you were eating that day?
I have no idea.
Actually, believe it or not, I remember what she had on. She had a...
You better be right, because I remember too.
It was a red top.
It was not a red top, no. You said it like you had a lot of confidence. You are so wrong.
I'm going to tell you right now, she was an absolute smoke show, but I couldn't say that because at the time I was partnered with her brother. So her and her brother were really good friends and we were street partners, but it's just kind of one of those things like, yo, man, your sister's hot. You think he would appreciate that if I told him that?
No.
But fellas, I want y'all to know, she's the one that called me. I didn't call her, she called me. So
you better be glad I did.
Whatever, that's why she's sitting there nodding her head. But Lindsay and I, we started this podcast, and you know, I'm not an expert with this. Really, it's not scripted. We're just going to go off. We're winging it. Is what you want?
Absolutely not scripted.
Yeah, she's.
Do we have a clue what we're talking about?
Not really, but no. But we want to help all of you, Lindsay and I. We've been through a lot of struggles. Marriage is tough, especially when you have kids. You know, things get in the way that, you know, once upon a time ago, that love story, when it first gets started, it's all great. This is wonderful. But over time, life gets in the way and you
reality. Reality sets in.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys are going to like this analogy. This is kind of the analogy that I like to use for a marriage. It's like going out buying a brand new car. When you first get it, you're like, oh, it's beautiful. And you take care of it. You keep the car clean. So she's looking at me crazy. Like, where's he going with
this? I don't know where you're going.
Think about it. You buy a brand new car. And what do? You keep it clean.
Park it in the garage.
Park it in the garage. You
showing it off.
You sure do. You show it off. You don't let anything happen to that vehicle.
You let nobody touch it.
That's right. But after you've been driving in a while, what do you think happens?
You don't care.
You don't care.
Leave the windows down in the rain.
I know.
Food looks vexy. Looks like a trap house.
That's something so our daughter, she leaves trash in the back of the vehicle. And Lindsay said it looked like a trap house, but that's how we treat our vehicles. I mean, and unfortunately, that's how we begin to start treating our spouses. We forget to
take care of each other.
We do. And so Lindsay and I, we've learned the hard way on some certain things, on the do's and the don'ts. And a lot of it has to do with the way God changes the way you look at your spouse. Kind of with me, the way that I used to look at criminals. I look at them the same way now. I'm looking at them the way that Jesus wants us to look at one another. I'm not telling you that you know, when people out here, they're going to wrong you. They're going to say things to you that you just absolutely hate. But, you know, you don't have to be their best friend. You know, the only thing that the Bible tells us to do is just forgive them. So we forgive them. The thing about being married is when your spouse does something, not only do you have to forgive them, you still got to live with them. So Lindsay and I, we're just going to share with all of you some things that we have gone through and hope that it will help some of you that may be facing struggles. This is our very first podcast, but I would like to tell you as the weeks go on, some of the people that I'm going to be interviewing are former criminals, former drug addicts, former people that have gone out and committed robberies, you know, thefts, dope dealers. These are people that some of them I put in jail. And I've had conversations with them like, hey, do you think you'd want to come in? They're like, man, absolutely. And because some of these people that I locked up, you know, years ago, guess what? I'm friends with them to this day. But that was only because the way God changed my eyes, the way I looked at them. So we kind of got a variety of things that we're going to talk about how to help your marriage, just the way you look at people and just about life in general. And Lindsay's going to do some things. She loves helping women that have faced struggles. Lindsay's got a beautiful story of her own. And as this podcast kind of progresses, you're going to hear about that story. There are things, you know, Lindsay, you want to share with them kind of some of the things that you've gone through in life?
Oh, gosh. I didn't expect that. Lots of stuff. I mean, you know, probably things similar to what a lot of people have gone through. Life throws curveballs that you don't see coming, and you have to adapt and change and be willing to grow to get through things you didn't see coming. You know, divorce, yeah, and you know, raising children, having children, you know, it's difficult. Being married,
it is.
It's not a cakewalk. I think that so many times we get married and we prepare so hard for our wedding. But I think most of the time we're not prepared for the marriage. And we go in with these fairy tale ideas. And it's work. It's work every day. It's getting up and deciding to put somebody else before you. And sometimes it's somebody that you don't even like at the time. Because sometimes you don't like your spouse. And you still are instructed to put them before you. To prefer them above yourself. So that's hard. But, you know, it's just life. It's just, if you live long enough, you're going to go through some things. And you just got to roll with the punches.
You do. And. Yeah, I notice what she said. You know, there are many times where Lindsay and I have woke up and I'll be the first to tell you, I didn't like her. There are times where I did not want to be in the same room as she is Lindsay, and vice versa. But, you know, it's like she was saying, when people first get married, you know, they have their eyes set on a wedding, you know, all the white wedding dress, tuxedos, you know, all this glamorous things, but nobody wants to talk about the work that you have to put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first to admit it, guys, you know, this message is just for you. It's about pride. And you know what? If y'all are watching this podcast right now saying, well, I've never been prideful in my life, man, you are a liar. Because guess what? I'm full of pride. I'm puffed up full of pride. And when you let pride get in the way of a marriage, it's like the Bible says, pride comes before the fall. And we have to continuously put work into things. You know, we're going to face situations. But we're here to tell you, you are not alone. And you know, it's scary. You know, when you say that you've been scared, not knowing, you know, where we were going to go. you know, what was the next move?
I don't think that I would say I've ever been scared, because I knew that I was not going to be divorced. I was, you know, I'm in it for the long haul. So I've never been afraid, I don't think. But sometimes I think, for me, it's more of I don't know what to do, because you can't control somebody else. You know, you can only control yourself. So it's frustrating. The best advice I could give anybody is to worry about yourself, your own actions, your own behavior. Seek God on those things to help him to change your heart. And then you'll start looking at your spouse differently, because you'll be looking at them through the lens of God. And then it's easier. It is easier to deal with things and to love that person that you don't like all the time. When you see them as, you know, someone that was created by God for a purpose, and that you're to love them, and it's not going to be easy. And I wish that we could shout that from the rooftops to people that are getting married, that this is absolutely not easy, especially if you're trying to do it in a way that glorifies God, because Satan hates that. Satan hates godly marriage. He doesn't like us to pray with one another. He hates it when we read our Bible. He hates it when we teach our child about the Lord. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
But the only thing you can do is just go. Keep your head down and just keep moving. You can't, what are we going to do, just lay down and quit?
You got to keep going. And
keep going.
I like that term that you just used, looking at people through the lens of God. And, you know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is in Acts. And it is the book of, it's the story of Saul and how Saul is blinded by the light on the road to Damascus. And after that encounter with Jesus, he becomes Paul. So if you notice, when you read that, you know, he's blinded by the light. So for a few days, Paul can't even see. You know, Paul used to persecute Christians. Paul was a murderer. That's kind of like with us in life. We see all these things just take place and nobody wants to say anything. Well, fellas, I'm here to tell you, I don't care what you have done in your life. I don't care how many times you've been divorced. I don't care how many baby mamas you have. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't care what drugs you've done, how many times you've been drunk. You think of some of the most horrible things that you've done, and guess what? God can't forgive you for that. He's forgiven me. And that's why this episode, this very first one, is the road to Damascus. What is the road to Damascus? I think everybody watching this has their own story. Everybody has a past, where we were once before to where we are today. And if you're living a life right now, and you're living and you're in a marriage right now that is unholy, or it is not the way that God would view your marriage, I'm here to tell you, it is not too late. God sees you. He hears what you're going through. All you got to do is just give it to him. Because what I don't want to happen is God to put you in a situation, because sometimes those situations don't have a good outcome. Luckily for me, God sent me 10,000 miles away from home to encounter him in the town of LaWasha, and the nation of Zambia. And a lot of you already know what, you know, Lindsay and I do in Zambia. You know, we have a nonprofit organization where we save lives. We bring needed resources to those communities. And here in the near future, I'll be going over there full time to combat human trafficking. And that's God's way of saying, wait a minute, stop living like this. Now this is what you have to do for me. But my wife that's sitting beside me, you know, she's been an anchor for me. And guys, there's been times where I didn't want her to be my anchor. And a lot of that was just impure thoughts that Satan was giving me. And, you know, hey, you don't need her. She's just a distraction. But I'm telling you, just like Lindsay said earlier, Satan is out here to, like a roaring lion, to seek, kill, and destroy. And we cannot become a victim of that. But basically, the purpose of this podcast is we're going to show all of you ways to overcome situations, how you can use the Bible to fight back against the enemy when he starts throwing tricks at you. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've been through in law enforcement, some of the things that I've seen, some of the arrests that I've made. And I'm super excited because some of the people that we're going to have on this show, these are people that used to just absolutely despise us. They hated police officers. And I really didn't like them. But because of God and God alone, we're now seeing and looking in the same direction. So I'm hoping that all of you learn something from this, get some motivation from it. We want all of you to know, don't give up. I don't care what you're going through. You've got to stay in the fight. It is something that I'll never forget. You know, going through law enforcement training, you know, had a Lieutenant Robertson. So we were going through this active shooter training one day, and I'm just getting lit up with SIM rounds. And as bad as it hurt, all I can hear is him screaming in the background, "Mac, you got to stay in the fight. You've got to stay." Well, you know what? In marriage, in life situations, you have to stay in the fight. What do you think, babe?
Let's go.
Well, let's go.
Stay in the fight.
You got to stay in the fight. So we want to thank all of you. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for watching our episode. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. So all of you have a great week, and we will see you soon. Storm, you going to say bye to them?
She's asleep. We put her to sleep.
She's asleep. That's that. Fellas, don't fall asleep on your marriage. Make sure you're awake. Make sure you keep doing what you're doing. Make your wife happy. Remember, happy wife is a happy life. We'll see y'all soon.